Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Hall. Welcome to In the Bromo, a look behind the scenes at what's going on at the Hippodrome Theater and throughout the Bromo Tower Arts and Entertainment District. My guest today is the president of the Frantz Marek Performing Arts Center. Ron Legler is here to talk about some of what he's planned for the Historic Theater's subscription season next year. Hey, Ron, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Tom, for having me.
Good. So the big news is that Hamilton is coming to town in 2019.
Yes, it sure is, and it's going to be over the July 4th weekend, and I couldn't think of a better historic city to have Hamilton, Broadway, and the 4th of July in.
And how long will it be here in total?
It's going to play a total of 4 weeks. And we're very excited about it.
So in some cities, in order to see Hamilton, you have to subscribe to an entire season. Is that going to be the case at the Hippodrome?
No, absolutely not. As a matter of fact, we have a great season coming up. We probably have our most successful season that the Hippodrome's ever seen since it opened in 2004. But there'll be plenty of tickets for individual ticket buyers to Hamilton.
All right, so Hamilton is perhaps the big headline, but it's going to start with one of the most iconic pieces ever to hit Broadway, Fiddler on the Roof.
Yes, as a matter of fact, it's been a generation since we've had Fiddler, so it's been over 10 years. We're really excited. A lot of our stuff on our season is still on Broadway, so it's a very sharp Broadway season. It looks like New York looks right now. And we're super excited. Come From Away is another very exciting show with so much heart and so much energy. I'm really excited for Baltimore audiences to see that.
One of the ones that our theater critic, Jay Wynn Russick, on Midday took note of is The Play That Goes Wrong.
I think Baltimore is going to fall in love with it. They love Gentleman's Guide. This is right in the same kind of antic, and it's produced by the BBC in London. But I can't wait to have a play at the Hippodrome, and I think this audience is going to love this one for
right,
sure.
Right, so not a musical.
Not a musical.
Yeah,
that's
interesting for the season. The King and I, that's another classic.
A beautiful production, a Networks production that's been out there. And, you know, I wanted to mix a little of the classics with a little of current Broadway. So I think we have just a beautiful mix for next year's season.
And it's also great to see, you know, young actors and actresses making their mark in these, you know, iconic roles.
It's just beautiful. And, of course, Anastasia, everyone's looking forward to. It was a beautiful movie, but there's that generation of girls that are just so excited to see it live on Broadway, and it's just a stunning production in New York. So, mm-hmm.
So those are those six shows plus Hamilton, which is the sort of the core of your season, but you've got two additional things happening on the season. Tell us about those.
Yeah, well, we have Charlie to round up the seventh show, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, and we also have a return of Les Mis, which is always a Baltimore favorite, and a Book of Mormon, which every time we bring it, it just completely sells out so fast. So we wanted to bring that back around as well, and it's just, again, it's going to be our most successful season since 2004, and we appreciate all of our patrons and all of your wonderful listeners for supporting the Hippodrome, Frantz Marek Performing Arts Center.
There are a lot of people who think that now, right now, is the halcyon days of Broadway. I mean, do you share that opinion?
It is definitely, I mean, Hamilton has definitely changed the game. So many new audiences are seeing shows, but shows like Dear Evan Hansen and Come From Away, it's just a wonderful time for our industry. And when the product is good, the seasons are good, and when we sell a lot of tickets, everything's good in our theater. So,
Ron Legler, he's the president of the Frantz Marek Performing Arts Center. There's a lot going on at the Hippodrome these days. Champions of Magic are on stage through Sunday, and School of Rock, the musical, opens on March 20th. Ron Legler, thanks so much, and break a leg for this year and next.
Thank you, sir.
Come to WIPR.org/inthebromo for a link to more information about all the shows at the Hippodrome Theater. For 88.1 WIPR, your NPR news station, I'm Tom Hall. Have a great weekend.